بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, in Surah An-Nur, which we will listen to in tonight's Taraweeh Salah inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the famous incident of Ifk, the slander of Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The incident is very lengthy. This occurred in the 6th year after Hijrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and a group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum had set off to Muraysi', also known as the Ghazwa or the expedition of Banu al-Mustaliq, and whatever had transpired there. And on their return, they had set up camp at a certain place. And while they were camping at that place, Aisha radiallahu anha excused herself to go and relieve herself. So she went a distance away from the camp. And in the interim, a necklace that she was wearing broke, and the beads then scattered all around the floor. And in search of the beads of the necklace, she was delayed in coming back to the caravan and the campsite. By this point in time, the 6th year after Hijrah, the verses of hijab had already been revealed. And therefore, it was the norm when women were traveling on camelback that there was what was called a hawdaj, a carriage that was concealed. The woman would now get into this carriage while it was on the ground, and it would then be lifted up and placed on top of the camel. So in this way, she would be completely concealed from the gazes of those who were not supposed to see her. Aisha radiallahu anha was young, she was light, and therefore, as the caravan prepared to leave, those who were supposed to pick up this hawdaj went to it, they picked it up, they put it onto the camel, thinking that she has already gone into her carriage, and the caravan then set off. Aisha radiallahu anha comes back to the campsite. She sees that they have already left. So she decides to wait in that spot. It was a sahabi by the name of Safwan bin Mu'attal as-Sulami radiallahu anhu. He was appointed to linger behind and to come after the caravan to ensure that nothing gets left behind. So he comes to that spot. He sees Aisha radiallahu anha there. And immediately he says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He takes his conveyance. He gets off. And he stands aside, he waits for her to mount the conveyance, and then he stands in front, and like this he leads that conveyance on, until finally they reach Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the rest of the army. Aisha radiallahu anha says, ma, wallahi ma kallamani kalimatan. She says, in that interim, from the time he picked me up, till we joined the rest of the army, she says, by Allah he did not utter a single word to me. Wa ma sami'tu minhu kalimatan. Nor did I even hear a word emerge from his lips, غَيْرَ اسْتِرْجَاعِهِ, apart from him saying, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Nevertheless, there was a group of munafiqeen headed by Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. They began to spread the rumor that Aisha radiallahu anha wal'iyadhu billah has engaged in adultery with Safwan bin Mu'attal. And this rumor began to spread in Medina Munawwara. There were a few innocent sahaba radiallahu anhum that also became unwittingly embroiled in this. They began passing on this message. What are the lessons, my dear brothers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this passage of Quran discusses this incident. The first lesson, Allah says, لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Addressing Aisha radiallahu anha, that don't think that this entire incident caused any harm to you. Rather, it was a net positive for you. And what is meant by this is that while this issue was taking place, of course it would have been very painful, very hurtful to Aisha radiallahu anha. Her integrity is being called into question. But the end result was these verses of Quran were revealed, declaring her purity, her chastity, her innocence. And these verses will continue to be recited on every musalla, every masjid of the world, on the tongue of every hafiz of Quran, till the day of Qiyamah. Her innocence was now declared in Quran. So the lesson, my dear brothers, sometimes we may go through times of difficulty, times of hardship. People may pass remarks about us, sometimes they are untrue, but as we say in English, every cloud has a silver lining. As long as a person has sabr, patience, he does not do the wrong thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn the situation into a positive one for him. And the final lesson, or the second lesson that we learn from here, is what should our response be as believers? Allah addresses the sahaba, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. Allah says that when you heard this news or this rumor being spread, then why did you not entertain good thoughts about one another? Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu's wife comes and says to him, Have you heard what Aisha did? So he tells her, it is a lie. So she looks at him, people are saying this. He says to her, that tell me, would you engage in such an action? She says, never. He says, in that case, Aisha is better than you, she is superior to you. So how can you dare entertain such a thought about her? So if we can lead our lives like this, my dear brothers, we hear a rumor, something that is unfounded, something that has not been proven, then we should first tell ourselves, that person is better than me. How dare I believe this evil word about him? Rather, I declare his innocence, and in this way we protect ourselves. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana, wa da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.